Welcome to Wednesday's edition of CNN Student News. 10 minutes of current events coverage is coming your way. First up, a shakeup at the U.S. Transportation Security Administration. This is a part of the Department of Homeland Security. The TSA is responsible for protecting America's transportation systems. And its acting administrator, Melvin Carraway, has been reassigned to another job. Why? Undercover agents recently tried to smuggle illegal items, like fake explosives, at TSA checkpoints. In almost all of the tests, the TSA failed to find them. It's since been directed to take a number of steps to make sure this doesn't happen again. A Homeland Security spokesperson says these reports never look good out of context, but that they're important in the continual evolution of airline security.
The Department of Homeland Security discovered TSA officers failed 95% of the time during undercover operations. The officers failing 67 out of 70 tests to detect mock explosives and weapons at airport security checkpoints.
These are anomalies that TSA screeners and or their equipment should it locate and at least flag for an additional screening.
The department's red teams posed as passengers, attempting to pass through checkpoints with the mock weapons.
I am putting a detonator into the plastic explosive.
Back in 2008, CNN was there for a similar covert operation. That time, it was TSA testing its own officers.
Can't see anything?
No, okay, sir.
At the checkpoint, the tester is wanded and patted down, right where the fake explosive device was concealed. But the screener missed it. It's not until the tester lifts up his shirt.
Oh, I see it now.
In response to the troubling failures, Secretary Johnson said in a statement that he is immediately directing the TSA to revise its screening procedures, conduct training, and reevaluate their screening equipment.
This has grown completely out of control. It isn't doing the job we need to. What we need to do is be able to connect the dots, get intelligence information, go after people who pose a risk, and they can't do it with the current system.
The deadline came and went, and on Sunday night, the Patriot Act expired. The law was initially passed a month after the September 11th, 2001 terrorist attacks on the U.S. Its goal? To prevent terrorism. One method it used, collecting certain phone data of millions of Americans, was controversial. You get a sense of that in the debate among Senate Republicans.
Even the authors of the Patriot Act say that the Patriot Act in no way gives authority to the president to collect all of your phone records all of the time.
We shouldn't be disarming unilaterally as our enemies grow more sophisticated and aggressive.
Isn't this program as critical as it's ever been since its inception, given the fact that the Middle East is literally on fire and we are losing everywhere?
There is new legislation tied to data collection, though. It's called the USA Freedom Act. The House passed it weeks ago. The Senate did last night. President Obama is expected to sign it. Under the new law, telecommunications companies would keep the data on Americans' phone records, and the federal government can get it if it has a targeted warrant. Because the law gives the government 6 months to transition from the old system to the new, its telephone data collection could continue during that time.